And if a student didn't attend class, you would say he what?
I'd say he cut classes.
Okay. And if he didn't come all day,
I'd say he was absent.
Okay. Any more?
Well, if he started from home and didn't get there, I'd say he skipped school.
Okay. And at school, a student sits in a
desk.
And they have a bunch of
desks.
Okay.
That goes that SKS business again, but true,
yeah.
You so.
Yeah, I know it. I just never can cease to be amazed. How you manage it.
Is it proper or improper?
It's perfectly proper. It's just a row. especially as a normal thing.
What it may not be a normal thing.
Well, it seems to be to you.
It's normal to me, but it still sounds like the covey of rattlesnakes in action.
Well, most people just find it difficult. Okay, well, let's see. You go to school to get a what?
An education.
Okay. And after high school, you go to?
College.
Okay. And, let's see, you want the best education. You want a what kind?
You want a... Now, what do you mean?
Or either you want
in quality
to go,
or in length of time?
Quality. Or you might say you're going to travel, not on the day coach. You're going to travel what?
First class.
Okay, and you borrow books from the
library.
And you mail letters at the
post office.
Okay, and you, if you're out of town, you might spend the night in a
Hotel.
Okay.
Or in a motel.
Okay. And you go to movies or a play at a
theater.
Okay. And if you're sick, you might stay in a
hospital.
And be tended to by a
nurse.
Okay. And you would buy your ticket to the train at the
railway station.
Okay. And you might tell the bus driver when you're almost to your street, I want what?
I want to get off at the next stop.
Okay. And, let's see, I believe Prattville was
the one. The county seat.
Okay. And, let's see. The whole apparatus that runs the affairs of the state is the
state government.
And that war between 1860 and 1865?
Is the Civil War.
Okay, anything else?
Not by anybody I'd care to associate with. They're silly old ladies who call it the war between the states.
Okay.
Not realizing that of the two great newspaper editors in Alabama at the time, one was an ardent Confederate and one left Selma and went north because he was an ardent home Confederate. It was truly civil.
Yeah.
And not simply divided by states.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard any other terms for it?
The late unpleasantness by late 19th century authors.
Yeah. My. That is interesting. I have never heard. Well, today, people might say that the police department must maintain
good order. They say law and order.
Yeah, that's what you have. Okay, well, let's see. Baltimore is in
Maryland.
And Atlanta is in
Georgia.
And Charleston is in
South Carolina.
And Pensacola is in
Florida.
Okay, and this state is
Alabama.
And New Orleans is in
Louisiana.